Pages 8 and 9. The title on page 8 in blue lettering on a white background is New and Improved Soft Play at Fareham Leisure Centre. There are three photographs of the existing play area equipment. The article begins, Everyone Active has announced plans to introduce a new state-of-the-art soft play facility to further enhance its offer for families and young children. The £200,000 investment will create a facility to cater for children of all ages, with dedicated zones for under threes and children aged three and above. It will also feature interactive elements to create an engaging and imaginative play experience. Key features of the new soft play include a multi-level adventure play structure, a range of obstacle-style elements including rollers, bash bags, climbing frames and rope bridges, a 3.6-metre drop slide alongside a relocated spiral slide and rope bridges, interactive play features such as a mirror maze and musical play panels, suspended and balance challenges including floating trails and cargo bridges, a dedicated under threes area with a twin lane slide, ball pool and age-appropriate play equipment. Sensory play elements including light and sound panels, fibre optics and interactive floor features. Interactive trampolines offering an additional active play experience. In addition to the soft play, the centre will also introduce a brand new laser tag offering, further expanding its family-friendly activities. The new facility will replace the centre's current climbing facility, introducing a fresh and exciting new offer for families. Works are set to be completed later this year, and this investment will make Fareham Leisure Centre second to none in the area and even more inclusive for a wider range of age groups. Find out more about both Holly Hill Leisure Centre and Fareham Leisure Centre at www.everyoneactive.com. Moving on to page 9, there is a photograph of indoor courts overlaid with a title in white. Padel comes to Fareham. Padel is spelt P-A-D-E-L. At the bottom of the article is a small inset photograph of a comfortable seating area. We are delighted to announce that a brand new Padel facility is now open at Fareham Leisure Centre. Padel is one of the world's fastest growing sports. Often referred to as a mix of tennis and squash, it is easy to learn and can be played by all ages and abilities. We have been working with Padel for All, one of the leading operators of covered Padel centres in the UK, to provide a new facility with four covered courts on Park Lane Recreation Ground right next to Fareham Leisure Centre. A Padel court is much like a traditional tennis court, except it is around 25% smaller, 10 metres by 20 metres per court, and has glass walls partitions surrounding it. The main differences between tennis and padel are the type of racket and the ability to play off the walls. Most points are won through tactics and clever play, not through power, which requires less intense physical effort. Rallies last longer, so players still enjoy a good cardio workout. Intro to Padel sessions can be booked with equipment included, and there are both membership options and pay and play available. There is free parking at the Leisure Centre. Opening times 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. To find out more, go to www.padelforall.com/fairham or contact 01329 801 530. On the right of the page is a column on a blue background headed with a picture of Holly Hill Leisure Centre, and further down a picture of Adam Peaty MBE at the centre's opening. It seems like yesterday we were opening the venue with the now Olympic gold medalist Adam Peaty MBE, the only swimmer ever to simultaneously hold all major global championship titles and the only British swimmer to retain an Olympic title. To mark this special occasion, Everyone Active is hosting a Community Open Day on Saturday, the 29th of August. The event will be open to all, so please do come along as there will be lots to see and do. We will also highlight what the centre has to offer and showcase its success on this 10-year milestone. More details will be announced soon.